management of the Liberty Link system and the Cotton Research Verification Program. And I'll be giving the presentation. My name is Blake McClellan. I'm the Cotton Verification Coordinator for Arkansas. I'd like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Tom Barber and Dr. Archie Flanders, who helped put this presentation together. The row crop verification programs are kind of unique to Arkansas, so I would like to take just a few minutes and tell you just a little bit about the row crop verification programs. It is an interdisciplinary program with the overall goal of verifying that management according to U of A recommendations can result in increased profitability. Cotton, rice, soybeans, wheat, corn, and grain sorghum all have their own programs with separate verification coordinators. They are all funded by the state's commodity boards. Since the start of the cotton verification program in 1980, there have been 254 irrigated fields in the program, and in 2012 there were 7 fields enrolled in the CRVP. We like to keep the fields in between a number of around 7 to 10 fields. That way we can visit each field efficiently throughout the growing season. Just a little history on the verification program. In the 1980s, crop yields were declining in Arkansas. Prices were very low, crop prices were very low, and production costs were very high. Much like what we're seeing right now, just without the declining crop yields. We have cotton prices which are lower than what a lot of our producers are needing to get through to pay off their loans. And the production costs are rising each year. So the producers requested that the U of A field test a lot of the existing technologies at the time to determine the profitability of production so they didn't waste the few precious dollars that they had for crop production on technologies that were not working. This graph shows the 5-year state and cotton verification averages that we've had. I was going to put in the 20-year average, but that graph was so complicated that I just put in the 5-year average. But as you can see, a lot of our producers had set a benchmark for themselves of the 1,000-pound per acre area. And as you can see, over the last 3 years, or the last five years, we've had the state average has stayed above that benchmark, and so has the verification average. The only year where that was in 2009, where it was much below that average, and that year we had a very bad fall, bad harvest season. And then in 2011, the verification average was just slightly below that level. The verification program, it's not just a scouting program. A lot of people think it's just a field scouting program. We verify the existing extension recommendations that our specialists make through their research. We try to establish an economic database so that our economists can use these numbers, use the type of inputs that we use, and they can use these for their budgets that they create throughout the year. And we try to demonstrate that high yields can be consistently achieved economically. We identify specific problems and opportunities that may arise if we see that we're starting to have some resistance to a certain pest, to certain chemicals that we are using. We can go back, alert our specialists, and they can begin to work on treatments for that. We try to promote timeliness and management decisions through our herbicide and insecticide. We've started the last few years in our irrigation management decisions promoting timeliness, and we provide training and assistance to new county agents and county agents who may have worked in a different area of the state who have moved over to the Delta region and are now working in row crops. So why look at the Liberty Link system? We've looked at it over the past few years. I know Dr. Smith did extensive work. Dr. Norsworthy has done extensive work with it. So why look at this system in the verification program? Well, number one, more cotton acres are being planted to Liberty Link or wide strike varieties so that they can spray Liberty over the top of these cotton acres. Almost 29% of the cotton acres this year were planted into a Liberty Link only variety. Some of our producers are still treating Liberty Link like it's that silver bullet like Roundup Ready system was. So we need to educate these growers that this is not the Roundup Ready system and that they need to be treating this system differently so that we will have this herbicide for years to come and not be relying on it as heavy as we did with glyphosate. As you can see in this graph, our main varieties are still the Roundup Ready varieties. However, you can see Stoneville 4145 crept in and is above the 5% mark. And you can see down here in the bottom, the glyphosate varieties are starting to creep in and be planted over more acres. Well, I'm going to talk about two scenarios that we used this year in this program where we looked at the Liberty Link program. First scenario is a 36-acre field in Lee County. The field was semi-infested with pigweed, and what I mean by semi-infested, we had large spots of pigweed that had went to seed the year before that were coming back. Had a few spots of morning glory, but not very many. It was bordered on one side by a soybean field that was heavily infested with pigweed, and the producer, and it was different producers on these fields, and one was not as efficient on his weed control program. The field was planted in Stoneville 5445. What the producer wanted to learn, every year we'd sit down with the producers and ask them what they want to learn through the program. This producer wanted to tweak his weed control system to include Liberty. He knew that in order to keep his farm profitable, keep his weed management system effective, he was going to have to include Liberty in his program, and he wanted to be able to do that. Well, he wanted to find a Liberty Link variety that would yield well on his farm. And he wanted to reduce the amount of pigweed seed that went into his soil seed bank. As you can see, what I talked about earlier, we had some spots of pigweed that went to seed the year before. And we found several places like this where we had the seed had went to seed the year before. The plant was knocked down during harvest. And actually, the agent and I nicknamed these skeletons. And we found several of these skeletons out in the field. And where we would find these, there would be large areas of pigweed. This is one of those areas here. And this was about three-leaf cotton. The weed control method that we used, at burn down, we used Roundup, dicamba, and First Shot to start clean. At planting, the producer came back behind his planter with Gramoxone and Diuron, the Gramoxone to take care of any weed that had emerged already, and the Diuron to lay down a barrier of and then we used spot spray of Liberty early. Some of the weeds had came up before the diuron was activated. We had a very, what I would call a dry spring, and we had an area in there where we did not get any rain between the diuron application and the first Liberty shot, so we did have some pigweed that had emerged, so we used a spot spray application. We also broadcast Liberty and warrant to add a residual layer, and then the Liberty to control any pigweed that had emerged. And then at lay-by, we used Gramoxone and Valor underneath the hoods. This producer had a set of the Wilmar hoods that you can adjust the underneath the row application. So we used Gramoxone and Valor under the hoods to lay down a residual barrier in our middles and to take care of any pigweed that had emerged. And then we used Liberty underneath the row to reduce the amount of pigweed under in the row. So what did we learn in scenario one? Using the combinations of herbicides, such as the Gramoxone and the Liberty, worked very well. We were able to control the pigweed that was in the middle, even in these large spots that we had in the field. We were able to control these very well. The spot treatments were needed to keep the whole field application timely. We were able to go out, and the way they treated these spots, they went out with a four-wheeler with a tank on the back and a sprayer, and one of the workers would go out and he'd spray each spot separately. And they were very few spots, but there was enough. We could not let those spots go. The Stoneville 5445 yielded well, and the producer said it was very comparable to what was on his farm. He actually produced 1,100 pounds per acre in this area. For the second scenario, we had a 64-acre field separated by a road. The field was 64 acres in a total area. However, it had a road that separated about 10 acres of the field from the rest of the field. It was located in Craighead County in northeast Arkansas. The field does not have a major pigweed problem. There's pigweeds that come up here and there. They're usually chopped out, hand-weeded out. But the main problem in this field was morning glories. However, this producer wanted to try to use a Liberty Link variety because he was bordered against a soybean field that was in Liberty Link soybeans. The Liberty Link, the 10-acre Liberty Link part of this field was planted in Fibermax 1944, which is the Glytol Liberty Link stack gene. What did this producer want to learn? He wanted to learn how a Liberty Link variety would yield in his area. He also knows that to be effective in his weed control, he's going to have to start using a Liberty in his area, and he wanted to get a jump start before things got bad enough that he had to incorporate this in. He also wanted to learn if he could use Liberty Link varieties as a buffer so that when he is close to another area that one of his neighbors has Liberty Link soybeans or cotton, if he could put these Liberty Link varieties in and still use his Roundup management system. And he wanted to get a side-by-side comparison of Roundup Ready and Liberty Link varieties. He had a Liberty Link field, actually true Liberty Link field, down the road, and it was close enough that we could get side-by-side comparisons. The weed control method that we used in this area, for pre-plant, he went out early with Roundup and Reflex. This producer saw that temperatures in late March and early May were warm. He thought he could get a jump on planting and plant a little earlier than he normally did, so he put out his Reflex about the 5th of April. He got a rain soon after that, and it was activated. Unfortunately, that second and third week of April turned off cool. Planting conditions weren't conducive to plant cotton, so he had to wait. After he planted his cotton for a pre-emerge application, he used Diron behind his planter to lay down a second residual barrier. In season, he used Roundup and Dual over the top for the first application, which controlled his Morning Glories to an extent. 2 weeks later, he came back with Caprol and MSMA, the MSMA to control anything that had emerged already, and the Caprol to help heat up that combination, plus put down a residual barrier. We tried to overlap these residuals to not let this break. Unfortunately, he had to come back after about a week after this application and run his middles too, so he could roll water his cotton because it was getting dry and he had to get that done. So we came back after that with MSMA and Direx to lay down another residual barrier and to take care of any emerged weeds that had emerged. What did we learn in scenario number 2? Timing and residuals were key to control. Overlapping these residuals did help in this situation, although we did break that residual barrier. The 1944 acted as a good barrier between the Liberty Link soybeans and the Roundup Ready cotton. No visible symptoms were shown on the Liberty Link cotton. And the 1944 yielded very well and was comparable with the other varieties on the producer's farm. The 10 acres actually produced a little over 1,400 pounds in that situation. We also learned that the Roundup Ready system was cheaper. However, the results were not as satisfactory. The Liberty Link system cost almost $81 an acre. The Roundup system was almost $69 an acre. But as I said, the Roundup Ready system was not as satisfactory. We had quite a few Morning Glory escapes that had occurred. I would like to give special thanks to the Cotton Incorporated State Support Committee. Heath McGoy was our farmer for Scenario 2. Brandon Thiessy was the agent in that area. Ramey Stiles was our producer for the Scenario 1. And Robert Goodson was the agent in that area. And I'd like to thank you for sticking it out with me. That will conclude the Cotton Weed Science Seminar. Thank you.